Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Amanda Joe, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Katie Endring. We'll talk with Katie about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as always, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, bud?
Cody.
Yeah, got you, buddy. How are you? Yeah.
Pretty good. How are you doing, Cody?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited for the show today.
Yes, once I heard Katie do her 10-minute tune on the Kelly and Chuck show, which it was at the time, it was someone who had such a terrific voice with a great personality that I had to pursue to ask her to be a guest. And sure enough, here we are today. So I've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time.
Dude, I got to tell you, she is just beyond talented. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yes. Yes, she is. But what are we waiting for? Let's bring her on.
Absolutely. And with that being said, So let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Katie Andrine to the show. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys? You guys just said so many nice things. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I've
Absolutely.
Been working all day, waiting for this moment for this interview, and now I'm all smiling and glee.
Ah, well, that's where I like it. I want people to be happy.
thank you again for doing this.
No, no worries. Thank you all for asking to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We always like to start off pretty much every interview the same way. I'm just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music industry in the first place.
Hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the last thing you wanted me to tell the listeners.
Just tell the listeners how you got into the music industry in the first place.
Okay. Great. Well, my name is Katie Andrine, and I am born in Texas and raised in Phoenix. Moved back to Texas for college, where I went to TCU in Fort Worth, go Frogs. And I moved, I worked there throughout college. I studied political science and journalism, and I've written songs my whole life. I didn't even realize it. I just suddenly always was writing songs. They just came to me. I had melodies in my head, and I had lyrics, and I always wrote them ever since I was really little. Granted, they were terrible when I was little, but I still wrote them, and I just kind of thought that everybody always had lyrics, melodies come to their head. But eventually, the older I got, the more my songs matured. But to me, they were more just kind of secret things that I never really planned on ever giving to anybody. It's more for me. They were venting mechanisms or just ways for I really. It was more of just for my own personal happiness to write and to use my songs for that purpose. So in college, I kind of had a family that always really just encouraged me to pursue academics, and not really, even though they were super supportive once I finally decided to move to Nashville, they never really were the kind of parents that encouraged me to chase after crazy dreams like that. They were always they wanted me to have a very safe and secure life, which I understand, but I still was a little bit stubborn, so I decided to pursue journalism, and my plan was to be a broadcast journalism major, and I studied political science too with the aspirations to be a political reporter, which is just hysterical now because I obviously know my fair share about politics, but I wouldn't define my personality as serious by any means. So I watched back old tapes, and it's just funny because I'm like talking all serious, and it's just funny. But anyways, I was working, I graduated, and I got a job as a associate producer at CBS 11 in Dallas, Fort Worth, which was a pretty hard job to get right out of college. And I was just working crazy hours. I was working super, super hard. And one day I just kind of realized, I was like, why in the world am I working this hard to be a journalist when it's not my dream? My dream is music. And I kind of realized it was counterproductive, and it didn't make any sense to work that hard for something that I didn't really want that bad. And if I was going to work that hard, I wanted to. So I literally, very impulsively, flew to Nashville with my mom, already planned to move there, whether I got a job or not, but, signed a lease and moved very soon, and then I was in Nashville pursuing music. That's a long-winded story. I'm sorry.
That's awesome. I mean, how long have you been in Nashville?
Katie.
I just out of curiosity. How long have you lived in Nashville?
I've been in Nashville for 2.5 years now. So I've stuck around a long time, and it's been quite the journey.
Awesome.
Katie, I wanted to ask, since you've been in Nashville, where have you performed and where would you be interested in performing?
I've performed at a lot of places in Nashville, and I keep performing at new places, which is awesome. And it that's why I like Nashville. I never run out of like first time places. There's never not a new place to try or something new to challenge myself with. So it's been awesome. I tend to perform mostly in Midtown area because where I live, and that's where a lot of writers' rounds are, which are a lot of places. I don't know what your listener capacity is, but that's when the artists and the songwriters, artists who are songwriters, they just have the opportunity to share the songs that they've written and play the guitar and sing them and kind of go down the line while like three or four songwriters are on stage. And so I try and do those. Lately, I've been doing them at least once a week. I did one last night at this place called Alley Taps, which was really fun. And then I do some full band shows from time to time as well at other places like that. But I would love to obviously spread my wings in. My plans in the future is to go to other cities outside of Nashville for nearby surrounding areas if possible. That's my goal.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever make your way up to the Northeast, Katie, such as we're in my neck of the woods, New York/New Jersey?
I would love to. I love New York, and I need to go to every state before I am not alive anymore, and New Jersey is one of the ones I haven't gone to yet, so I'd say that there's a very good chance I'll be there at some point.
I would love to see you up here, trust me.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to go.
You know, and we were talking a little bit off air, and you asked us where we're from, and I only live about 3 hours west of Nashville, so I tend to go to Nashville pretty much every opportunity I get. I absolutely love that city so much.
Yeah, it's quite the – you have to actively force yourself to not participate in activities because there's always something to do. So I had the first month I lived here, I was constantly exhausted, and finally I was like, all right, you can say no to some things.
Right. And I actually, this makes it better for my travels up there. I have family that lives about maybe 15 minutes outside of the city, so I've always got a couch to crash on every time I go.
That is definitely something nice to have. It's always good to have friends in different area codes all across America. That way you can just couch surf way better than spending money on a hotel.
Exactly. And let's talk about Nashville itself for a second. And I understand that there's a sharks in the music industry and people not necessarily in it for the right reasons. I get it. It's the same way in radio. I'm not going to lie to you, but I generally feel like probably 85 or 90% of the national music community are genuinely good people.
Yeah, I definitely think in relation to other areas where music, like in relationship to like LA or New York, I'd say that. I mean, just like any industry, you definitely have to keep your guard up with who you open up to about everything, what your plan is or connections, because sometimes I've run across situations like that. So you just kind of have to be very selective with who you trust completely with your personal goals or where you're at. That's kind of my comment to that. But people are very kind. I do. I have met some really great people here.
One thing I forgot to tell you, the song that we put to start the show with, the title track to your EP, I host another show every Friday at the same time called Indie Country Radio, and I'll be more than happy to put that song in rotation for you.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Thank you so much. That would be great. Any help getting words out would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I feel like, well, the reason I started Indie Country Radio was I didn't feel like I was doing enough for independent artists, because the country music, I genuinely love and respect the genre so much in the industry. And I'm willing to do everything in my power to help you guys succeed.
Very nice. That's awesome. We definitely appreciate people who care and who are willing to listen to everybody, because that is what's hard about the industry. And unless you're affiliated with a major label, it's really hard to get your name out there, no matter how good your record is or anything.
Right. And I'll say this at the end of the show too, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's a promotion for any single or whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome to know. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I did have a little fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with that.
Definitely. Let's go.
Awesome. I usually say this question for kind of in the middle of the interview, but I feel like this is a good one to sort of start off with. Okay, so when you're 80 years old and talking to your grandkids about your music career, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for in the industry?
Well, when I'm 80, I want to be remembered not just for music, but for life. I'd like people to know me for being a good person, and I want everybody to know that wherever I'm at, I worked hard to get there with, like, genuine paths, and that I want nobody to be able to look back and think that I wronged them in any way. So I hope that everyone feels that way. I know that's complicated, but I hope that that's true. And then I also hope that my kids and grandkids are proud of my lyrics. I hope that trying to find authentic lyrics, and I really want to appeal to the younger generation, whether that's teenagers to 20s, that really need to understand that not everyone's perfect, and we're all just trying and struggling through this together. So I think that's some things that I'd like my grandkids to know. But also I really want, but I'm obviously not going to force them, but I hope my grandkids are rocking their own music too. And I hope that I hope I can pave the way for them to have more connections than I did when I moved here.
That's awesome. Okay, so sort of in that same kind of area, as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you? Just
or,
in daily life or whether it's in your personal or a professional life, just anything.
I'm usually inspired by what's happening around my life, like whether I tend to write more when I'm going through something. So I wouldn't know if the word inspired worked there. I'm more influenced, but I'm really inspired by songwriters. I love finding and discovering new talented songwriters and seeing the way they're able to weave words together. I'm just so impressed by them, and I just admire it so much, and that really inspires me to want to achieve that. As far as like inspired, influenced, kind of, I'm versing those a little bit the same. Like I love like just going outside and nature. I have to have nature. I love being outdoors, so I tend to be very inspired by God's beauty and seeing beautiful trees and mountains, and that really gets me ready to write a song.
Now, I know you said earlier that that you played a lot around Nashville. So, what's your favorite place to play in town?
Well, I say that I really like, it used to be called, it sounds funny, but the place that I really like to play is, it used to be called Frisky Frogs, but they just renamed it to the Live Oak, which I think is a little more suiting. But they have a really good sound system. Everyone who goes there, I generally know, and they're usually good people. So I have fun there. It's a good time, and I love to play there. It's also where my EP release show was, so it might hold a special place. I don't know.
This is sweet.
Katie, have you performed ever at Jam and Jammies or Mary Cutter's OMG show?
I'm performing at OMG. I'm a songwriter next month, actually.
Oh, that's super. I was just going to say I'm going to be in Nashville either the week before 10 Pan South or 10 Pan South week itself. Please let me know when you're performing, what date.
Yeah, I definitely will. I was just thinking about that. I know it's in March. I know it's on my calendar, but since I'm talking to you, I can't pull it up at the moment.
No, but after the show, by obviously. But after, not now.
Perfect. I do have a goal to do jamming as well. I've been doing so many rounds, I need to like get on top of it.
And Mary Cutter.
Yeah, March 28th is when
The 28th?
Mary Cutter is a very, very dear friend of mine. So.
Oh, did you say you're going to be there March 28th?
Yes, March 28th.
Oh, that's 10 Pan South week. Oh, boy. I just might be getting a chance to meet you, Katie, and see you sing loud. It would be fantastic.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And Mary Cutter is a very, very dear friend of mine. As a matter of fact, as she used to host a little TV radio show herself, and that's one of the first opportunities I ever got to talk about what I do with the show. So Mary gave me one of my first interviews about the show.
Wow, that's awesome. She's such a nice girl. I love her.
She's adorable. To kind of wrap things up here, I wanted to ask, what are your plans for the next 3 to 4 months, music-wise?
The next 3 to 4 months, I'm just going to keep promoting my EP, keep playing out. I have a couple other interviews set up. I'm trying to get on WSMT. It's tricky because I have a day job and I can't really get off for often, and they are early in the morning. So that's hard, but I plan on just keep pushing my EP, keep challenging myself and playing out. I'm going to probably be shooting a music video with my one of my videographer friends and releasing it, trying to figure out which song I want to do at this point. And I don't know, just keeping on rocking, trying to just keep pushing, you know?
Keep pushing. I hope you get to the point, Katie, where you will no longer need your to work at your day job, and that is both day and night it'll be music.
You know, that is the dream. That would be great.
Yes.
Someday that would be magical.
Absolutely. It's going to happen.
Well,
because the first time I heard you sing was when I bought your EP on iTunes, and I was like, this girl is just beyond talented.
Well, I really appreciate that. That makes me happy. I also appreciate you buying the song on iTunes. People don't often do that, so that's really cool of you.
And 95% of the music that we play here on the show, I buy with my own money.
Wow.
I feel like that's one of the best ways to support an artist is to actually buy their music, you know?
Definitely, it totally is. I honestly, the best way to do it is to buy the music on iTunes and then stream it on Spotify, because it's such a Spotify-led town that you need those streams to get noticed. So that's what's so different and interesting.
And I tell you this too. I've been in radio the past 7 years. I started this podcast 7 years ago, and there's literally nothing that makes me happier than seeing good people succeed.
Well, I agree. I'm never the kind of person that when I see somebody else successful, I feel like there's enough cake for everyone to go around and have a slice. And I'm always so stoked when one of my good friends, who I know is a good person, is starting to see success. It makes me really happy. So I totally feel you there.
And I was just having this conversation a few days ago. In the radio world, as I know it is with music, there's competition everywhere. And if you don't know that, you've been living under a rock your entire life. But the way I see it as, especially in radio, is I don't see it as so much a competition per se. Whenever a brand new podcaster comes into the game, I welcome them. I mean, I'll reach out to them on social media and be like, dude, if there's ever anything you need, hit me up. I mean, and like you said, there's enough for everybody, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think I never, ever compete against anybody else, because then I'll just constantly feel like I'm not good enough, and I won't be good. But I want to compete against myself, not other people. I just want to keep challenging myself, and because you can't compare yourself to other people. Everybody's different.
One or two more questions for you, and then I think we'll let you get out of here, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay. this is a question that I don't get to ask very often, but you're stranded on a deserted island and can only take 3 things with you. What are you taking?
On a desert island?
Mm-hmm.
sister so she can be miserable with me. A water purifier and a fishing pole.
Practical. I like it. It's pretty practical.
You definitely need your amplifier. Maybe you can attract some boats to come and rescue you, some cruise ships, and you get to perform on cruise ships as a full-time job.
Yeah, my plan would be to catch the fish and then use the fish bones to make a fire eventually and beacon them my way. So
that'd be a good idea. If you catch enough fish, you can start your own seafood restaurant.
Exactly. Basically, I'm just investigating the island to start a seafood restaurant. That's my long-term goal.
Exactly. And you're using a guitar as a decoy.
Oh, man. Okay. Last question for you. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Personally? Like, not personally?
Yeah, professionally. What's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
In my professional career, I'm still waiting on that, but I think moving to Nashville, some people are too, I know it's cliche to say that, but some people are too afraid to ever do that. So I think moving there and making that choice was probably the best thing I could have done, because it put me in this environment and gave me a chance to really challenge myself and just to know that I did it, like I've tried, and I feel like it was the best decision that I made.
Awesome. I lied to you earlier. I did have one more question for you.
All right.
Has there ever been a moment in your music career, whether it's in the writing room, recording or whatever, where you're just like, how is this actually my life right now?
Yeah, all the time. Every time I get on stage, but I'm not gonna sugarcoat it to you. Right now, I'm still starting off, so it's not glamorous yet. Like I'm still like. I've donated my plasma to get by. Like it's not a glamorous lifestyle out here until you are successful. So in moments like that where I'm donating plasma, I'm like, what happened to me? Why am I here? But then I get on stage and I am just so happy, and like I'm playing my guitar and I'm just in awe of like how far I've come. And I think it was my EP release party when I had so many friends around me watching me sing my EP, and lots of people came out. There was about 100 people there, and I just looked around and I was like, wow, like I've built a life here, and I'm doing music. And one of those moments where I always knew that I wanted to do it, but it was one of those moments where I looked around and I was like, wow, I really could do this. Like, great.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, when you were talking about struggling just to get by, I mean, I get it. Having been in the music industry with this show the past 7 years, the music industry is a grind, and I know you know this. It's probably one of the hardest industries to crack.
No, it is. That's for sure.
And I just have so much respect for anybody that sticks it out, whether or not they make it. I mean, just sticking it out, you know.
I agree. I have
so much respect for that.
For anybody who is here. I agree. If you're here, if you're trying, if you're dedicating yourself to it, then I respect you.
You know, and this is my view of the music industry before I got into it with the show. It was, you make a record, you get on the radio, boom, instant success. That's definitely not how it works.
No. To even get your record in the right hands, you have to know the right person, or you have to be working with the right, or it's crazy. But, I mean, you're always one person away from the right person, or
mm-hmm.
you're one listener away from just the right thing. And it'll happen to some, it'll happen if it's meant to be. I'm just knowing that I want to, at the end of the day, like you asked earlier, when I'm 80, I just want to know that I really, really put all myself into it. And I'll feel like that.
You know, and the reason I did ask that question is because I've kind of been thinking about my own legacy and my own impact in the radio industry. But this is not going to last forever. I've been in this 7 years, and it's not going to last forever. I know that. And I feel like that at the end of the day, beyond whatever I do in radio, I just want to be known as being a genuinely good dude.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that having a good character is the most important thing, because that's what you sleep to. You can't sleep at night if you don't think you're a good person. So
exactly. Right.
I agree completely. I think, I mean, based off our conversation, it sounds like you have all the right things going for you, and you've been doing it from all the right approach too, really trying to help the artist and doing something you love. So whenever, and hopefully, I mean, keep going as long as you can. But if you ever decide,
right,
I think you'd leave and feel like you made a difference, and I think that's good.
Well, I appreciate that, and I was going to tell you before I let you go, I created this podcast initially as a safe place for musicians to come and share their stories and just be heard, you know?
And that is completely awesome, because there's not a lot of places that will ask you questions where you can just share whatever. So it's great, and we appreciate it. So thank you. Keep it up.
The interview is for you to be yourself, Katie. Then all the artists would be their self and talk freely. You know, this is a friendly, fun interview.
Yeah,
it is. And I know you've got to go, Craig. So I will talk to you next week, buddy. Okay.
Talk to you next week. Take care, Cody. It was great talking to you, Katie. Hope to see you in Nashville soon.
Great talking to you too. Yeah, hopefully I'll see you at that show.
Hope so, Katie. Be well.
Thanks. You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later, buddy, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I'm actually making about 4 trips to Nashville this year myself. So.
Very cool. Well, let me know whenever you're around, and I'll let you know if I have a show going on.
I'll do it. Again, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I love talking to people who are excited about my music. It's nice to know that some people are enjoying it. So thank you. It makes me want to keep writing more. So I really appreciate it.
You keep doing it, and you know, you've always got my support.
Well, thank you. Likewise.
Just from the this past 30 or 45 minutes of us talking or whatever, you, my friend, are going to be a rock star. in this industry.
That is super kind of you to say. Thank you. Well,
and,
all I know, I'm putting all myself into it, so we'll see. We will see.
And like I said, if we can help in any way, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much for your time and everything. I appreciate it.
I think we're gonna let you go, but you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you. It was great talking to you guys. And I hope that you stay warm in this crummy weather. I think they're calling it
February
here instead of February. February.
Yeah.
So
a winter and spring in the South, not my favorite.
I gotta agree with you there.
Not my favorite. All right, Katie, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. You have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Katie and Jean. Next week on the show, we have the super talented Miss Brittany Kellogg next week at 4:30 Central. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.